Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's extremely local news, and we have some developments to report from Portage Park and Six Corners. What's happening there, Seamus?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yes, the Six Corners neighborhood and intersection in Portage Park has been seeing a lot of development over the past couple years, bringing a lot of new businesses, a lot of new apartments to the area, trying to revive it. And a big one just got approved yesterday. This is on Irving Park, just a little bit east of Cicero, and it's been in the works for years and years and years and years. This is the one project that's really sort of hamstrung the local aldermen and the residents and the developers. It's an old people's gas site, and it's a huge sprawling site on that intersection. But Alderman Jim Gardner has been pushing for a 100% union contract and union labors there. He got a deal in place, and now it's all signed off. So this is going to be a huge apartment building, about 350 apartments spread out, a kind of a sprawling campus, and 15 stores are going to be spread out in several different buildings throughout the parking lots. And it's probably going to take a year or more to build it. But one of the things people had pushed back on earlier designs, it was too suburban, they were saying, which is always an interesting complaint. But it was just sort of like the sprawling nature of it, too much parking. They didn't feel it felt city enough, but they came to a compromise. So we're gonna see the old people's gas site, something rising out of that rubble pretty soon.
Finally. Well, it was a tough season for the Cubs, and a tougher one for the famous Wrigley Field Ball Hawks, wasn't it?
That's right, yes. With baseball season winding down, certainly in Chicago, it seems. We took a look at the, one of the great traditions outside Wrigley Field, the Ball Hawks, which are sort of a ragtag bunch of guys that show up out there trying to shag home run balls. A couple of these guys work overnight shifts at Home Depot so they can be out on the streets for all the day games. But we went out and talked to a couple of them, and what we noticed is there's very few of them. There aren't a whole lot of new folks coming out there. And the ones that have been doing it for years and years and years say, hey, it's pretty simple. The Cubs push back the bleachers. It's much harder to get a ball out of Wrigley Field. The video boards don't help. And the Cubs, frankly, haven't hit a ton of homers this year. So they said, some years there's 1,200 balls that fly over the bleachers and games and batting practice, but there seems to be a little bit less batting practice now. There was only two homers, they say, that actually cleared the fences this year. Guy named Dave Davison, who's been out there for years, he caught them both. So I would say, unintended consequence of cracking down on steroids too. It seems like a lot of those guys in the 90s were peppering the streets of Waveland and Sheffield with balls, but sort of an endangered species out there now. It's kind of sad to see. I would prefer just, a lot more Cubs homers.
Wind blowing in a lot this year didn't help either, that's for sure. More at blockclubchicago.org, including the story of the Old Town Park, former home of Cooley High, getting a $4 million overhaul with a dog-friendly area. Seamus Toomey from Block Club Chicago. Thank you, Seamus. Enjoy the weekend.
Thanks, Bob. You too.